Then later, you know, they tried to throw him off of the cliff to kill him. Interesting is you can parallel things in our own lives with the way Jesus was raised, even as a child. So the scripture I just read, we see Jesus reacting in a way that would frighten most parents. But in those days, people of the town would be formed like a caravan to travel from their town to Jerusalem. They walked almost everywhere they went. They had donkeys and different things, but they mostly walked everywhere they went in a group. In this case that I shared in the scripture, we all had sometimes traveled towards home somewhere along the way. Jesus' parents realized that he was missing. I often wondered about that too, and people leave a child in the back seat or something like that, and the heat comes, and they say, "Oh, I forgot the kid was back here." I guess it can happen. But it sounds like leaving Jesus behind sounds almost like an episode of Home Alone. But instead of stopping screaming, "Kevin," Mary would have screamed, "Jesus!" So leaving the group, Jesus' parents traveled back to the temple only to find their son engrossed in speaking and debating with the rabbis or the teachers. While his parents were beside themselves with worry and grief, Jesus calmly responds, "Why were you looking for me? Don't you know I needed to be in my Father's house?" It's an odd response, for sure. Nevertheless, they tell him it's time to go, and he immediately follows them back to their home, at least for now, where he would take some more time before his ministry would begin to grow in wisdom and divine and human favor. One of the translations say wisdom and stature. I kind of like that one. While the passage makes us smile knowingly as a parent who ever lost and found a child wandering off in a grocery store or someplace like that or any other public place, it's a frightening experience, but an uncommon one. Kids have a tendency to wander off and do their own thing. But what makes this experience so uncommon is that Jesus feels so completely at home in Jerusalem, in the temple, or in the church, where he seems and senses God's presence in the stories and the scriptures of the faith and the circle of rabbis devoted to teaching God's word. This would be a sign of his calling to come, homecoming, if you would. For when God issues a call upon your life, it's just like coming home. We all have a calling on our life. Some as teachers and prophets and evangelists and all that, or different gifts. We all have different gifts, but that calling is upon all of us. And you don't need to be a pastor for sure, or a rabbi to sense God's calling in your life. We all hear God's voice in our lives at one time or another. Often it's a life-defining moment. For some, it could be that God had called you out of a difficult situation to start anew. For others, God may have called you from a destructive path towards one that would heal and help you in the future. Perhaps God calls you to a worship ministry of playing and helping people experience God through music. Or perhaps he calls you with a voice of comfort in a dark and devastating time in your life. We know too that the time we have reached at the end of our journey on this earth, God calls us home. So wherever you go, whether it's in this life or next, home is where we sense God's presence around us. Home is where we realize that God fully resides in our hearts. Whether we become aware of God's presence here in this church called Bethel, or in your own garden at home, or watching a sunrise, or on the shores of St. George Island, or looking up at the stars. Excuse me. God's voice is only a moment of awareness away. So as we go into this new year, think a moment about your own life. Sometimes you just need to close your eyes and listen for God's voice and become aware of God's presence around you. And you can feel the warmth of the Spirit as God surrounds you. And no matter what message God has in store for you, no matter where God will lead you, no matter where you are in your life, the moment that you feel God's presence, you'll feel like you're at home. May God bless you as we go into this year 2025. It's a brand new year, and I pray that the Holy Spirit of Christ surround you and to be with you wherever you live and breathe.